Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Do you know much about AI? I'll tell you what, when I met
Suman Kanugante.
Kanugante, thank you so much. It is, listen, Oberbrunner's tough, but so is yours. But when I met you, Suman, it was several years ago, and you were kind of just starting out AI, personal AI. And you come from a wide tech background. I mean, your resume is super impressive. And when you first came to me and we started chatting, I thought, AI, you know, that's interesting. But now it has exploded. Did you just see what was coming, or what? How did you know, man?
I did not.
Tell us.
You know the story, Carrie. Well, I think when we
tell my people.
So this company started off with a problem, the problem of like, how do you take a human and then multiply the output and the experience that they had, right? To increase access to yourself and increase access to people around you. That was the premise, right? Mm-hmm. But clearly we had to build AI, or we needed to build AI to solve the problem. So back in 2020, as you said, yeah, this was before AI craze. We were simply a group of people with a problem at hand and then trying to figure out what technology is needed to solve this particular puzzle. I remember that's when I met Sharon, and she comes from a heavy ML background. And when we discussed this idea of having this small private proprietary models that are self-contained, that belongs to people, that scales horizontally, back then cutting edge research of the large language models wouldn't do it. So we went on a journey of creating these small language models, right? And you know the history around what happened in 2023. We took around 2 to 3 years to complete our small language model, like research and development. We started building the platform. We started testing with you, right? Hey, test this AI. And the ChatGPT happened in 2023. And then LLMs like took off. And there were a lot of questions around where exactly personal AI belongs within the AI industry, right? It was clearly like stressful, chaotic, at the same time, exciting times to be in, right? We opened up the platform in 2023, like in mid-2023, and given our dreams and vision and ambition of like, you know, everybody can have their own AI model, we went like straight up with a consumer route, but it started getting expensive. And specifically, this was a time when the big shots are pouring in money to basically buy the markets. So we see companies like, you know, Inflection AI and Character AI, you know, also innovating and also pushing, you know, to get like large number of consumers. But at the same time, the business models weren't there, right? And I couldn't spend all that money to go direct straight into the consumers, you know, to provide like a free product. And the observation in the macro market is, hey, look, the unit economics wouldn't work. The SaaS that happened with the social media is not the same in AI. In other words, you know, let's just say social media spent $1 billion before they could capitalize, you know, on the consumers and the behaviors and the social interactions that they had. AI almost like needing $10 billion or more before you can get to that point, right?
Wow.
So the unit economics didn't make sense, and there wasn't enough appetite to keep pouring money to figure out where exactly is that target or the milestone. So we saw what happened to Inflection AI and, you know, Character AI and straight up consumers, and people started putting paywalls and things like that. And personal AI, you know, around like after 6 months or so, started experimenting within the business sector, like small business, medium business, and large businesses, specifically within the compliance sector. Mm. I asked, like, you know, why? One, you know, I come from a compliance background, and my core thesis is always about like multiplying the human output. So we, you know, I did that with getting, you know, rather than having sighted assistants, you have, you know, Aira for people who are blind and they can, you know, travel independently. When I was at TurboTax, it's like, well, you know, how many accountants would you need, right? You need to, have software do that job. So it's almost always about bringing software economics to human capital. So we went to businesses, it was spot on. Why? Well, they needed highly private, so they have a safe space to create their own models. They wanted models that are highly specific to them, highly specialized to them, which is what personal AI moat is. They also wanted something of their own. They don't want to send the data to any big tech because, you know, they are very
intellectual conscious. Property protection.
Intellectual right? property. Yeah, that gets to this point. So we found our spot, which is in the market, which is like creating these AI teammates, if you will, that could, you know, has the expertise of an existing attorney, you know, for example, or a functional role, you know, such as a HR or a CFO or a compliance persona. So all of a sudden you have this core idea of personal AI evolving into having your own AI team members alongside with human team members inside your company. To guess what now? Well, the transformation of AI is, you know, brings you like 10x more performance with having an AI team member at 10% of the headcount cost, right? So that's, it's definitely a long way coming, but I think all roads are leaning into, you know, doing things that are more meaningful, that are more acceptable to, you know, every business and every individual, and even including the, you know, DeepSeek fiasco that happened over the weekend as well. So all are, you know, proving out that the reasons that we stuck to our core principles is what makes personal AI, and the market is finding where we were, you know, a few years ago.
So you basically, your sweet spot is to work with a thought leader or some kind of influencer or professional to build a large language model around their personality, their content, audio, video, etc. These are called what? These are called
personas.
What are they called?
We call them personas.
Personas.
AI personas or AI team members, you know, from a enterprise setting.
And what are we uploading? I've done this with my own, but we upload, what are those called?
I mean, two key updates to the facts that you mentioned, which is it's not necessarily a large language model, it's a small language model. And so we basically self-contain the small language model, which is trained entirely on like your data. Now, on the business side, Kerry, you know, at some point we were serving the thought leaders, but with our focus into, you know, AI team members, we are serving subject matter experts into the compliance area, such as attorneys, professional services roles, financial officers, accountants. So that's where our current focus is. Thought leaders, there are still some thought leaders on, you know, on the platform. But we are more focusing on the, you know, multiplying the output in a company setting, not necessarily an individual, you know, thought leader setting. Yet we do still have some thought leaders that we serve.
So basically it's for somebody who, like you mentioned, an attorney where time is money and billable rates matter. So you're able to multiply that person's impact by having them answer the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, and also like prediction, right? So let's talk about like legal. Specifically, instead of, you know, talking about the corporate lawyer, which is where the billable hour comes in, if you think about like TOTLA are, you know, PI lawyers, for example, right? People who deal with, you know, accidents and, you know, murders, cases and everything else. For them, you know, they usually have, you know, pretty heavy demand, but not every firm can fulfill that demand. So let's just say you have 1,000 cases, right? And the firm has staff to handle like 400 cases. Well, why can't you handle all 1,000 cases? Well, you need more paralegal people, more staff, more legal researcher. And that talent, one, it is hard to get. And then two, you know, you're basically recruiting people to basically serve or get to the cases, there is not enough incentive on the profitability to grow the company because you are basically scaling human services, right?
Interesting.
So now, well, you deploy AI personas, you create an AI persona for your paralegals internally, right? that does the paralegal job for you. You have an attorney persona that can do the arguments for you, right? So all of a sudden you are now, you can fulfill all those 1,000 cases, but by filling that demand with 10% of the cost with your AI team members.
Wow.
Doesn't make, yeah, so that's the unlock.
Now would the legal, would the main lawyer still sign off?
Of course, right?
Okay.
It's always like, as we discussed, like human in the loop, right? So that is the things that we have built, things such as like autopilot and copilot. You know, copilot is like human approving the AI responses and interactions versus autopilot is like, you know, you're basically collaborating with the AI. And things have gotten like more sophisticated than even 2 years ago. Like things are basically like more accurate. Mm. It's entirely based on like, you know, your information, your data, right?
So I don't even know if you know this, Suman, but I'm going to show you in my new book, I actually list you. I highlight you.
You are a kind man.
Did you know this? You might not know this. So do you see how it says, we recommend the strategy modeled by our collaborator and client, Suman, co-founder and CEO of Personal AI. Suman holds multiple patents for his IP. He created a web page. So that was really cool. When you showed me, go to personal.ai/. You see what I'm saying? So I basically highlight you to talk about that. Why did you do that? And was that a strategy that Google taught you or somebody else? Because I know you come from a wide tech background.
Simplicity, right? So every access to information needs to have a simple entry point, right? So a lot of like your whole strategy is more about, can you communicate the information that you are seeking with simplicity? And one of the reasons why Personal AI is a brand with personal.ai, right? Because we want to communicate what we are aiming to achieve by being, you know, very deliberate about it.
Yes.
So /IP is simply a easy way to identify the IP that is behind the Personal AI to get to the place where you would need to be.
Well, you can see it. It blew my mind. And so what I did now, Suman, is I did it on our site.
Nice.
so I did instantip.today/IP.
Uh-huh.
I want to encourage everybody who's listening. That's one takeaway that in the new book, Suman taught me is, look, he takes his IP seriously. So when you're a new company, patents, trademarks, copyrights, even InstantIP, you know, which is our smart contract strategy, it takes time and money, different levels. But why did you early on protect your IP?
I think the answer is in your question, which is early on. Right?
So early on, when did you know you had something? Like month in, year in, 5 years in? When did you start saying, we have something here?
Okay, backstory. Let's see. Back in 2019, I took around 6 weeks completely off to kind of figure out, you know,
what's next.
I knew what's next, but I didn't know what exactly it was. Like, what was the problem? Like, why are we doing what we are doing, and how do I go about it? So there were two issues. One was like clearly understanding what the problem is. Like, what is the root cause of why we want to build a AI model of a individual person? Like, why do we want to do that? And the second thing is, okay, there's a problem. How do we do it?
So what is the problem and how do we solve it?
How do we solve it?
Yep.
So in that 6 weeks of like deliberate research, trying to solve my own, you know, problem, clearly there isn't solutions out in the market that are solving it in the way that we were thinking about, right? So that's an indicator that you are early on. And when I decided to work on the problem, which is essentially building and starting the company from my previous startup to this startup, you know, you do want to protect it. So I think the reason IP was important is, one, yeah, sure, you want to protect it, but you want to also bring clarity to what you are trying to achieve, right? Now, you can write white papers, right? You can write blogs, you can write books, or you can write patent applications, right?
Yeah.
So for me, I think that the thought process is no different. We are going to do that either way. Might as well go ahead and, you know, put our stamp on it, because we already decided and to invest and build it. One thing that's interesting to me, I think, with my background, is pretty much all the IP that I have or gathered or submitted is everything that I built. I don't have an IP that I haven't built.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did you write it? Because you mentioned write the application. Do you speak patentese, or did you work with a lawyer or what?
Oh, I mean, surely work with a lawyer, but I wrote it. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, even my co-founders were involved. Sharon was involved in writing it as well. And it's interesting because some of the current conversations around using retrieval augmented generation and the RAG and the memory within the models, and even including ChatGPT has the memory function now. It's real. I mean, memory is important. So the fundamental insight, you know, when we were thinking about the problem is, hey, look, what's going on here? Hey, look, memory is important. The long-term memory is important for capturing that institutional knowledge of an expert. The short-term memory is important because that's what is giving you the synthesized knowledge, like that's helping you have that conversation, right? Even if you talk to the AI, you have two things. What do you have? You have long-term memory and you have short-term memory, right? And we also had the memory, which is a third dimension to the memory, which is a relationship memory. Like, what is our relationship, you know, between
me and you? I've spoken to that person before. I've met them here or there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So we have the third angle as well, which we refer to as multi-memory in the Model 3, which we just released right now, which is when I, you know, pick up, like, you go to a, you know, coffee shop, right? If you know the barista already knows you, right? And they give you a, you know, tall latte with oat. That's your thing.
Right.
So now the barista AI knows that already, who you are.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like next level of memory sophistication, which, you know, I don't see much out there. So yeah, personally, I kind of at the forefront in
that
personalization. I think the core concepts are pretty fundamental to, you know, how we live our lives.
I like what you're saying, because I've met founders who say, I saw one online the other day. I tried to pick a fight with him, but he wouldn't fight back. But here's his point. His point was, I've had a $1 billion exit. So this guy had a $1 billion exit. But then he goes on social media and says, don't protect your ideas. It's all about execution. You don't even have to protect your idea. He says, go steal my ideas. So I went to the USPTO and I Googled this guy. Patent, trademark, trademark, trademark. He's not even applying his own. It sounds sexy to be like, oh, don't, you know, steal whatever you want. Don't protect your IP. But the reality is, in practice, the gentleman created and protected. And so that's the strategy I hold to, is that don't just create and tell the world about it without some form of protection, but don't go the other way and be so worried about protection that you never launch. Do you feel like it is a balance?
Yeah. I mean, I think about it as assets, right? Yeah. One thing, if you just accrue assets and you don't execute, of course, you are not creating value. So there is no point in, you know, just accruing the assets in itself, right? Now,
that's interesting. So you have to use the asset. That's cool.
Yeah. So you create the asset, you build the asset, you know, you build on top of it. And then if you are able to, you know, put that in practice, like, well and good, right? It's, you know, a lot of successful entrepreneurs execute billion-dollar companies without an IP, and maybe that's okay as well, right? But when you are able to accrue those assets early on and provide that validity and the credibility, one of the advantages of IP is also it's out there in the market. Anybody can see it. Anybody can look at it, right?
Mm.
And I don't think it's any different than a marketing tool as well to a larger degree, right?
Interesting. Marketing tool. Ooh, that's cool.
Because when companies ask like, hey, how did you start? What was the early on architecture? Like, how did you think about the data structures? Like, well, here is the IP. It is public. And it shows the, you know, engineering architecture. Like, it's no different than like submitting a white paper, right? Because people want to see the white papers as well. It's
it
like
brings credibility too.
Yeah, it's slightly different structure. You know, it's like more scientific, right?
Mm.
So in the research phases, I mean, professors and everybody else, like they do research and they publish papers, you know, for people to, one, consume the information, but also it's building their own credibility and it's their assets for a university or for a professor.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
I don't see a reason why not.
That's cool. Well, listen, I know we got a few minutes left, but have you in your journey had to, have you experienced anyone trying to infringe upon your IP?
Everybody.
Have you licensed it? Have you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Did you ever have to send yet? And maybe you want to talk about, maybe you don't, but have you ever sent a cease and desist letter or point?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. But you see people trying to infringe.
There are clear infringements already, right? So it's more, it's like, what do you want to, where do you want to spend your time right now? So it comes down to like the prioritization and the stage of the company, right?
So you're saying, look, we're protecting, but we're launching instead of we're going to take our eye off the ball and fight this and fight that and fight that.
Yeah. Like how many fights can you pick at any given time? So I think there is a time for picking up the fights and this is not the right time. So I'm cautious and cognizant, also very much aware of the things that are happening in the market. But I'm going to pick that battle when it is my time to win.
You might have just said the podcast title. when to pick a fight with your IP. I don't know. That'll get some attention. I love this. I feel like you have taught me a lot, even from a distance, because every entrepreneur is a different journey. And I love the age of your company, because I would say you were an early adopter to AI. And some would say, and you don't have to comment if you don't want, but some would say that the only people with arrows in the back are the pioneers. I think you were a pioneer and you're still relevant, which is rare.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's interesting though.
Because lots of pioneers, they have their arrows in the back because they were too early. Mm. You were early, but you've created an IP moat that is assets and value. And I've seen you pivot.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times. So I highly recommend personal.ai because Suman's team is amazing. I mean, they service the people, they service their clients. They're constantly improving the technology. So what are some things that I heard you loud and clear that relational memory is a new thing you're doing. What, and you switched from thought leader to, would you call it, service provider or something like that?
Yeah, professional services and roles.
Okay. What are some other things that you've shifted since 2019 when you first started?
I mean, the foundations are the same. We shifted from mostly all the pivots is more tailored on the go-to-market strategy and who are the right group of people for us to serve in the early days and then build the momentum, you know, around the business. Right? So we are not doing consumer anymore, at least at this time, until we have a little bit more clarity and the market matures to where, you know, we want them to be to get the value of a highly sophisticated platform. So major pivots are around identifying the right product market fit for the company for us to grow from, you know, like a zero to one, right? So that's a big theme.
That's that, what, Peter Thiel's book, something like that?
Mm-hmm. It's Peter Thiel, zero to one.
So what would you like to say as we close today? Obviously, your website is fantastic, personal.ai. That's a expensive domain that you got early, man. That's pretty hot. Personal.ai, that's pretty hot.
Well, personal AI is our, speaking of assets, like personal AI is the company, is the trademark, is the product. Yeah. So right now, every company has a personal AI product or assistant of some sort that they use. So there you go. It causes the confusion in the market, which is also an issue and infringement. But what would I say? I mean, here's what I would say, right? So for us to build business and our own modes and the products and the services that we sell, you know, we clearly need people, you know, to do work and grow and scale. So the goal in here is not to start thinking about, you know, AI teams as to replace humans, right? But you can think about using AI teams where there are no humans, right? Mm. If you are in, you know, new business owner, you can start recruiting AI teams, right?
Yeah.
So there's always a place for AI teams when you don't have the team in itself. Right. For companies like, you know, within the legal space, you know, you don't have to replace the AI paralegal as much as you fulfill the additional demand that exists out there for you. Right. So I think it's a kind of a different way of thinking. And all I would say is, you know, start without them, meaning start without humans, get your AI teams and get your humans to like manage your AI teams, right? So it's a kind of a little shift in the thinking of like how you would go about building a company or grow.
That's a thought that a CEO should build their team with AI first.
Yeah, and AI first mindset, persona first mindset.
Wow, that's deep. I mean, that's very revolutionary. And then build humans, add humans when needed.
Yeah, as needed, and they will manage more AI teams.
You just blew my mind, man. I think we're going to change the title.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think it's going to be how to create your own AI team. That's crazy. So if people want more information, Suman, what would be their first step when they go to your website? If they're like, I'm in, this guy's amazing, just get started. I mean, how easy is that right there?
Yeah, so get started would basically get me or somebody else on the team on the call to talk to you what your intentions are with the AI teams. But if you want to learn more about, there is Academy, which is a great resource on how personal AI is kind of designed and structured, you know, in contrast to like many other things that exist out there, right? And it's also written in a very nice format. It's for everybody. It's not, you don't have to be like technical to understand what the hell is going on in there. But it's also good for like technical people to kind of go deep. So that would be the best resource that I could offer. And the next best thing is to hop on the call and discuss your AI team.
I love it. Okay. Well, Suman, super proud of you, man. It's been fun to watch your journey. And obviously, I'm quoting you in my book. So you're doing great things.
Yeah, likewise. And you're always a great man. So, you know, keep up the good work.
All right, folks. Thanks for being here.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.